I'm probably a bit naive, maybe that's a word to this, because I've always worked in a male-dominated industry and I've never once stopped and thought I'm the only female there.
The Tierney sisters, Amy and Bridie, break a few farming stereotypes. The pair are both under 30 and they run a sheep property in Karapook in southwest Victoria.
I really don't see myself being an outsider or any different, and maybe that's because I'm so used to the male surroundings. I feel really comfortable.
Hello, I'm Cassie Steele. This enterprising duo say they don't feel out of place working in what is still very much a male-dominated environment. They put a lot of that down to their upbringing and the role model set by their mum and dad.
From when we were little, our mum and dad never treated us like we were different from our brother, so we were never told you can't do that because you're a girl. Like, we were just treated the same. So if James was doing something, Kate, Amy and I were doing the same thing if we wanted to. So I think when we went through, like, as we grew up, went through school and then went to, like, I went to Longy Ag College, Amy worked in the sheds as a wool classer. We just stepped through it and never really knew, like, mum and dad just never treated us any different from our brother or any other males and said we couldn't do it. So
do you think being female limits you in any way?
No. No, I don't.
No, I don't. The only thing would be that males are obviously a fraction stronger, and I say a fraction, but that's the only thing. Not at all. No. No, we're just as capable for sure. Yep.
And it sounds as though you think that a lot of that comes down to the way that you're brought up.
Definitely. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I do. Yep. Just never told that we couldn't, so we always did.
What do you think about a lot of women who do take the back seat in a farming family?
I think that they may be seen to be taking a back seat, but I think behind every good farm, you've got, probably 90% of the time the male does most of the work, but without the female providing that backup support, whether it be they might work on the farm full time, or they might do all the books, or they might work part time off farm or full time off farm. That is a huge support in whatever way it is. Like, they play such an integral part of the farming system. It just, they might, I think it's, they're seen to be in the back seat, but really, if you're writing the checks and doing the finances and the books, you're probably doing a whole lot more than sitting in the back seat. Because, like, on our farm, mum does our books and works on the farm basically full time, and she does our books as well. And we would just, like, without mum, we would not be able to function. Like, our farm wouldn't function.
Be a complete shambles, yeah. So
she might be seen to be in the back seat, but really, she's in the front with dad.
Yep. Just, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Brad. Spot on.
And seeing your mum take that front seat role, surely that's had a big impact on you girls.
Yeah, definitely. We're really fortunate in our parents as role models because, as Brad just said about mum doing the books, and she plays a big part in doing our finances as well and looking after our role there. So, yeah, definitely. We've been so fortunate, and our dad's got more drive than probably anyone I know. So, we've been very fortunate in that regard for sure.
And did your folks encourage you to get a tertiary education?
Yes. I think I was actually going to go nursing. And then, like, a month before I was meant to go, I thought I would be a really terrible nurse. And I don't even know why I said I would do that, because I can't do that. So then I went to ag college and it was the best thing I ever did.
Did you, Amy, have a moment in time where you thought, I'm not going to, go down the path and become a farmer or be involved in agriculture?
No, I must admit, I didn't. I've known for so long what I've wanted to do, probably ever since I could walk, I've known I wanted to farm. So it was just taking the steps to get there. So I rouse about and wool class for years after I left school, which was really good for me. I didn't go away to uni or anything like that. I just wanted to get out and work. So, yeah, and it's been the stepping stone to doing what we're doing today.
Do you girls see yourselves as breaking gender stereotypes?
Oh, geez, I've never thought about it too much.
I've never thought about it either. Probably not.
So this just seems like it's been a natural thing for you, and you haven't really thought about it because it's just felt good.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't think about it. It's just like we've always known what we wanted to do, so we do anything to do it. And it's not because, yeah, well, I don't see ourselves any different because we're females. It's just what we want to do, so we're going to do it, hopefully.
And you're both very much at the beginning of your careers. Are you excited about the future?
So for me, I just love working with my family. I love farming too, but that's what I want to do, is just work with them. So, yeah, I am excited about that and excited about what we can do with our farm.
Is it the same for you, Amy?
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with Bride more. Working with the families certainly has its challenges, but it's fantastic. It really is. You know, you can never, ever stop learning. I mean, Bridie and I try to keep ourselves upskilled, or you know, we're trying to learn all the time. So yeah, I'm excited as to what we can do. Trust me, there'll be plenty of times where it's hard and, you know, we won't get things right, that's for sure, but yeah, we're learning every day. So it's, yeah, and to be doing it with your family, it's like a dream come true.